course, we know that at the beginning of this week's Parsha Vayetze is where Yaakov has his famous dream. And the dream with the letters and the malachim going back and forth. But the question isn't necessarily about the dream, but why now? Why at this moment does Yaakov have this dream? Why this dream, the revelation of Hashem, why did it not happen earlier? All the others have a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. Why now is this the time for Yaakov? The answer to this question is something very profound, not only about Yaakov, but a way in that which we all function. Why is the dream happening now? We need the background. We know that in last week's parsha that Yaakov, at the behest of his mother, stole the brachos from Esav. And after reading the story, we feel a sense of joy. Every year we're like, ah, he got it. He got it. He did it. Can you imagine the world that Esav has the brachos? But we're reading the story from a bird's eye view. We know how this plays out. We know how the parashios play out. We know that at the end, Yaakov will have given birth to the Shvatim, the start of the Jewish people, and that eventually Yaakov's body will be brought to Israel. But Yaakov did not have a stone chumash in front of him. Vayetze Yaakov suggests the Abarbanel. Yaakov left Israel not because he wanted to see the world. He's on the run. Esav, the skilled, very talented hunter, is fuming and wants to kill Yaakov. So what does Yaakov do? He runs for his life. And while he's on the run, and now out of the land of Israel, self-doubt begins to creep in. And he starts to think about what happened in his life. He is told in that bracha three things he's going to get. Dveikus, closeness with Hashem. Zera, family and longevity, legacy. And Eretz, the land of Israel. But let's see where Yaakov is in his life. He no longer has his connection. He's out of Israel. Vayelech Haran. In fact, according to the Chazal, it's the displeasure that he's on, that he ran there. He has no closeness. He has no family, no children, no friends. One can argue he doesn't even have a brother. And he has no land. He's out of Israel. So all of these three things that he's promised, he has none of them. And what begins to happen for Yaakov is self-doubt. Maybe I should not have done that thing. Maybe I should not have stolen those brachos. Maybe I should not have listened to my mother. Maybe I should have let Esav have what is rightfully his. Maybe this is not a blessing, but maybe this is a curse. Yaakov doesn't think he fails. Yaakov thinks he made a mistake. He's not the right fit. Suggest the Abarbanel. That's why this dream happens now. Because all of the parts of this dream are there to reassure Yaakov, you're doing the right thing. The relation with Hashem, that's the ladder. That connection is always there. Famine that you don't have, Hashem promises him in the beginning, Vayazarecha kafara aretz, you'll have so many. And the land, haaretz asher ato shochev alav, this land, you're going to get it. It's no wonder that Yaakov wakes up and he's trembling. Not because of this revelation, but because he knows that he's made the right decision. This is a story about Yaakov, about understanding his role and always asking those questions. Am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? What can I do? How can I reevaluate? This is an understanding of what Yaakov looking back. And that's why Hashem says, Vineo nochimach, as Rabbi Lam explains. He says, as long as you are aware of your inadequacies, you will overcome them. As long as you strive to be the Ishtam, Hashem says, then I can banish the guilt and you can get on with making life more livable and understanding that connection we have with Hashem. And that's what Yaakov does in the beginning of this week's parsha. He's struggling with that role. Hashem comes in not only to affirm to him that he's doing the right thing, but to tell him that he's on the right path. And an understanding that as Jews, we're always growing and working, to always be asking those questions, being sure that we are always on the right path.